5.3 Talks commands to read web pages. The following commands are available when a web page is displayed in the web browser. We call them quick keys because you do not have to press the Talks key before issuing these, and because they offer quick access to certain objects on the current web page. Table 6. Key Description. 1. When the reading cursor is on the beginning of a list or table, this quick key moves it to the end of that structure, and vice versa. When inside a list, the reading cursor is moved to the next list entry. When inside a table, the reading cursor is moved to the next row. 2. Moves the reading cursor to the next form on the web page. This command can be repeated using star and hash. 3. This quick key moves the reading cursor to the next frame on the current web page. Note that only frames belonging to the same domain are currently supported by Talks. This command can be repeated with star and hash. The corresponding letter is F for frame. 4. This command moves the reading cursor to the next heading. It can be repeated using star and hash. The corresponding letter is H for heading. 5. This quick key moves the reading cursor to the next link or button. It can be repeated using star and hash. The corresponding letter is L for link. 6. This command moves the reading cursor to the next part of the web page that is not a link or button and can be used to skip a group of links. It can be repeated with star and hash. The corresponding letter is N for non-link. 7. The quick key moves the reading cursor to the next paragraph. It can be repeated by star and hash. The corresponding letter is P for paragraph. 8. This command moves the reading cursor to the next text field. It can be repeated using star and hash. The corresponding letter is T for text. 9. This quick key moves the reading cursor to the next table or list. It can be repeated using star and hash. 0. This key moves the reading cursor to the initial line showing the number of frames, headings, and links on the current web page. Pressing it again moves the cursor to the end of the page. Call. This opens a text box in which you can type text to search for. When finished, you can press key 1, OK, to search for that text, or key 2, cancel, to skip searching. After searching for some text has been searched, you can use star and hash to repeat that search on the current page. Star, hash. After one of the quick keys, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9 has been pressed, or after searching for text, hash performs the same action again, moving further on in the text, while star repeats it moving backwards, for example, going to the previous occurrence.